Hello and welcome to episode 319 of Spreaking Say Geek. I'm Pat.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week is a really lame week for...
It's got enough. It's got a few trailers.
It's got some trailers.
That's more than we can say for some other weeks.
Sure, but there's not much going on, but we just had Comic-Con, so everybody's like, what more do you want from us?
They're like, we already came. And you're like, but I'm not...
But what about seconds?
And but you already came.
The weird thing is, Sony's going to be at TGS and Gamescom, but they weren't at E3.
Are they really?
Yeah. I don't know about...
I guess it makes sense because...
It makes TGS make sense.
Well, Gamescom does too because it's like E3 is America. Gamescom is like Europe.
But they don't have anything to show.
No, but it's just presence, I guess. I don't know. Like someone was mentioning that apparently they think video games is getting bigger at San Diego. And I feel like San Diego was... Well, at least when we went, was less video games. Although it's really funny because where we see
back,
the slogan...
That back corner was full of video games.
It was, but I mean, like, Sony dropped out and was just Xbox. And then Nintendo's always kind of been there, but Xbox has scaled back a bit. I don't know, I was also kind of, like, happy to hear from some of the people that went to San Diego saying that, like, surprisingly enough, it was still busy. Oh, considering, right. like it's one of those, if that's going to feel, like, that's probably going to be one of the last places that I guess feels the pinch-wise.
Well, I mean, San Diego will always be its own as long as it brings in numbers.
Yeah.
The companies are going to want to be there.
Yeah.
Because it's the way to get your message to your audience, mm-hmm. the easiest way, and it's the biggest audience than any other con. So, like,
audience.
And you're not just promoting yourself to them, you're promoting yourself to the people outside. Like, people go to Comic-Con that don't even go to Comic-Con.
Yeah. I heard someone mention something. We always talk about the comic book crash, right? Like, we're waiting for the comic book crash to come because there's so many comic book movies going on.
I was going to say, the comic books have crashed.
But, no, but it was the more of the idea of, like, someone was saying, like, it'll become not necessarily a crash, but... A comic book movie will just become like a book movie. You'll stop knowing that it's a comic book movie and it'll just be a movie and then you'll say, oh, this is based on a comic book. Like, oh, didn't know that. And we kind of already get that a little bit now. And I was like, I think
but only on the, like...
Non-Marvel things.
Yeah, what was it?
Losers is one. Wanted, many people didn't realize. Right. Kingsman, people didn't really realize. Stuff like those, Kick-Ass.
That's what I watched, the new Kingsman trailer.
Oh, yeah, forgot there was one.
But I haven't
one.
Seen the other two Kingsman movies, so it wouldn't help me at all.
Have you really not?
I still have not.
But no, Egerton.
Is it RFID?
What? RIPD.
With Ryan Reynolds?
Yes, yeah. I haven't seen that at all, and I heard but that's, it's terrible.
That's a comic book movie. Men in Black is a comic movie. I mean, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
People,
the original going like, oh.
People will be like, it's a cartoon. Be like, well, yeah.
But it's also a comic book.
Yeah, but it was a comic book first. But yeah, I just...
Also, I'd like to pause just a moment that they can't see this, but god damn is this pretty like aquarium thing. Like, god damn is gorgeous.
Man, this is streams. This is like shit.
Oh. All right, buddy. That's cool.
I'm sorry. I'm stuck up.
It's bougie, man. It's fine.
Is that your word for today?
It is today.
I was watching something and I could see... Was it Castlevania? I was watching something and I could see pixelation on, like, black and stuff, because that's what you get with streaming, and I was like, fuck off.
Streaming's better, and you're like, motherfucking goddamn.
I went in my own head and had an argument with myself. Like, people were talking about streaming, being like, fucking, you don't get that with disc, and I was like, did I really just do that?
I talked to one of the people at my work, and I was just saying, I have a friend. And because we're talking about 7.1, 7.2, and stuff like that, and he just got his Atmos speakers installed, and he's talking about, like, dude, it's amazing. He's got, like, the projection screen, but he's got his where it's not just, like, it's the longer where the black bars don't show kind of thing. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous setup and everything, but I was cracking up. I was like, I know the best way to piss off my friend. Multiple ways, but I was like, obviously streaming's better. And he's like, motherfucker, god.
Dude, it's the worst. I fucking hate. And people are like, I don't see a difference. It's because you have a... So we're going to talk about some streaming... Some trailers, sorry. We are going to bring our streaming review of The Hate U Give. Do the pod question and then kind of get out of here. We don't really have... We both wanted to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It just didn't work this week. Next week is something.
Fuck. I didn't prepare to go look and see what it is.
Oh, is it Hobbs and Shaw, I think?
No, Hobbs and Shaw is in August. Like,
yeah, next week is August.
No, but I think it's like mid to late August. I know next week is August, but I mean, I think it's mid to late next.
I think next week is...
Is Hobbs and Shaw?
I think so, because you don't want it to be mid to late, because then kids are in school. Some of them are right now, but like...
Do you really want to see Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah, I'm going to see it.
I'm going to see it in theaters. I'm going to see it in Dolby.
No, I'm going to as well.
Dolby.
It's just... I hope... Maybe it'll be different because Vin Diesel isn't in it, and I can't stand Vin Diesel, and that's part of the reason why I don't like the Fast and Furious movies.
Did you see his announcement of the Chronicles of Riddick 4?
That the script is done or whatever? Like,
dude,
shut up.
He sounds like such a... Like, I know he sounds like a pothead normally, but my God, I was like, dude. But yeah, like, I love The Rock. And I actually really love Jason Statham. Like, I was watching The Meg has been on HBO Go.
Yes.
And I'm like, fuck yes.
So bad and dumb, and I love
that movie. And then, right after, guess what showed? Skyscraper. And I'm like, oh, this movie had so much promise of a concept of being really fun and dumb, and it tried to be too serious.
Yeah.
So terrible.
Just take your cues from San Andreas if you're going to do that type of movie.
Exactly. Like, goddamn that movie.
I love that movie. But we are going to bring you our stream review. This week, it was brought to you by Hammer.
Yes, I wanted to... Well, we both wanted to see The Hate U Give. It was the emotional movie that we kind of knew it was going to be. Basically about, like... It's basically shot from the point of view of a girl who lives between two worlds, essentially, where she was kind of lives in what you would consider, like, a ghetto-ish or, like, not, like, high... society area, but her mom makes her go to a school in a very prominent white privilege, primarily private school area. Yeah. And she gets to live where she's like, hey, I have to live between two worlds, have to live between two personalities. And during a night, she sees one of her childhood friends shot in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar and very akin to a lot of the stuff in the stories we've seen about unarmed young black kids or young black teenagers being shot by mistaken ID. And then you see basically her story as she goes through the whole process of not just accepting it, but moving beyond it and then acting on it and then trying to see how you move to the next level. How do you learn to live as one person, essentially, and kind of as those worlds clash, you get to watch some fun drama. Not so much. This movie was... harder for me to watch in one sitting, and I watched over multiple sittings. It's a long movie too.
Yeah, it is really long.
Like, it's like 2.5, almost 2 hours and 40 minutes, and it felt hard. Like, it wasn't an easy movie to go through.
No.
The acting is good, though.
She's beautiful.
Well, she is absolutely gorgeous.
I hope she's allowed to be beautiful.
Well, then...
But, like,
she holds her own.
But, two, she was incredible.
She holds her own very well. Her brother does a good job.
Especially when, there are scenes where she basically has to go from smiling and having a good time to just instantly emotional. And she just does it.
And there's even a point where, like, there's multiple points where she has to be heartbroken, but, like, guarded and not be able to show it. But you have to be aware of it. Like, when she's with her other friends, her, like, the... white creepy-eyed girl, I can't remember her name. She really, her face creeped me out. It just felt off. The one that, like,
the blonde?
Yes, the blonde.
The one from Girl Meets World?
Is that it?
Yeah.
I don't ever watch Girl Meets World. But like, you know, you can see those points where she, my God, fucking acting chops. Bro,
dude, she was
fucking
great.
Up.
She was great. Sarah came out and was watching it with me, and Anthony Mackie's in it.
Yes. Oh,
and
dude.
She's like, is he the bad guy? And I was like, yeah, he's the bad guy. And she's like, he can't do that. Once he takes up the mantle, he gave up those roles.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, that's good. I like that. That's true. It's a really impactful, powerful movie. It's based on a true story. I don't know if this Maverick Carter is LeBron James's Maverick Carter or a different Maverick Carter. Like, I couldn't really find out.
I didn't know that it was... This is kind of dumb. I think it was based on a true, like, account or story. I kind of thought it was more of just, like, trying to embody a lot of the stuff that's going on currently. But it's, again, one, acting amazing. Really hard to watch.
Yeah.
As in, like, it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. She's fantastic. And you're right. She shifts so well. And I can't wait to see more of her in movies.
Yeah, I feel bad. I don't remember her name because it's the first time I've seen her in anything. So I.
But I was like, damn girl.
I think it's funny how Common used to be a rapper.
Oh yeah. Because I was thinking about it, and I was like, that's Common,
and,
right?
And now he's an actor and a businessman and a philanthropist. Like, maybe he still does rapping, but like I couldn't tell you the last song I heard from him.
And I like him because I was like, that was not spoilers for John Wick 3, but he's not in it. And I was very sad. Like, I was like, I want to see more Common. Like, I wanted maybe John Wick 4. Who knows? And they'll have Common
enemies. Oh, I guess they already announced they're doing one, so...
Common enemies. sorry. But I like this one.
I did like this. I do recommend it. It is a powerful movie. I like that it didn't just put the blame all on cops and didn't just put the blame all on blacks or all on whites. Mm-hmm. At the end, she's like, no, we're all responsible for this. Like,
I really, that last scene.
There's hate between white and blacks. There's hate between cops and blacks. There's hate between blacks and blacks. She's like, we need to change all of this and not just blame one bit of it and really change everybody. That last scene,
to your point, that's what wraps it up, saying like, she's like, it's all.
But like, and yet the cops could have killed the little boy and been like probably in their right of like, this kid had a gun pointed at somebody.
Yeah.
You want us to wait for him to fire? Like, the fact that they didn't was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much of this is true and how much of this is exaggerated, obviously, because they all
on
are.
On all sides, yeah.
They all are.
Well, because everyone has an agenda.
Yes.
Like, no matter how.
And as time goes on, your memory changes too.
Yeah.
And it's not that you're lying, it's just that your memory changes sometimes.
But at the same time, like, yeah, because I have no idea how much, but, I love the message it does, and I think it does a very good job of just saying, because the sad part is you have to win people over to say, like, no, this is like, what goes on, like, but it takes you on that story, like, you're on that roller coaster of, like, hey, this is your story I'm going to tell you, and for the most part, it doesn't derail you, it keeps you on that thing and makes you believe and makes you flow and say, hey, this is a day in the life kind of shit. But yeah, that fucking last scene, goddamn, like, with the kid, I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, and that's, and I really liked that she was like, well, he didn't learn this. He learned this at home.
Yep.
And he learns this is what he's around. And we've taught him this lifestyle, so we need to change that for him. And it's, I mean, it's true when it comes to basically anything, is you have to start at home and then work your way into society. And we're trying to change society without changing the homes.
We're trying to put responsibility on others without sometimes owning what you can try to control at home.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that's also a hard thing because you realize...
Racism is the biggest one, but...
Yeah.
You can't go into somebody's house while they're raising their kid.
No.
And... I mean, it'd be...
As much as you maybe want to.
Yeah, it'd be nice, but we can't be everywhere. And so that's what... Racism is taught. It's not a learned thing.
It's a learned behavior. It's not innate. It's a learned behavior,
yeah. It's not a born behavior.
No.
And it's one of those things that, and racism isn't, you know, I hate the blacks and I hate Mexicans and Hispanics or whatever. It's the little things that I'm not racist,
but you're like, and pop that cap and sit back and watch this go.
Well, I have black friends. Okay, get it. But there was the part of like, well, no, you're a cool black girl. So don't worry about it. And she's like, all right.
What? And you're like, And I'm just thinking like, oh. But people say that.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard it, and I'm like, oh.
I can't be racist. I have a black friend. I love those comments online. I'm like, oh, I'm watching this thread.
You're like, get that popcorn gun. All right, let's do this. But definitely go see it. It is not a repeat viewing, probably, but
no.
Go see it for some amazing acting. It is a long investment, but it is worthwhile.
Yeah, I totally agree. I really did like this as well. It's rough, but I did like it as well.
Yep.
All right, so for this week's streamer review, I'm going to suggest I think this might be a first for us. Huh. Movie on Amazon Prime.
Oh. Oh, okay. No, it's not first, but it's happened before, but all right.
Serenity with Matthew McConaughey and I think Anne Hathaway was in it. That island movie where there's a murder, I guess.
I have no idea. I would have definitely not seen this one.
You've seen a trailer for it.
No, but I mean, I would have never seen the movie itself, so it's definitely a good. No. Oh, no.
I think Hellboy is on Amazon Prime, too.
Is it really?
I think so. That's what I heard, and
really,
I was like... I
really want to watch that trash. I mean, we did pilfer a shit ton out of HBO, and I was like, yeah, we dove in the well, so yay, Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm finishing up Westworld Season 2, oh, fuck, hopefully be done before Season 3. I just started... anyway, so if you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Netflix, Amazon Prime, or Hulu,
yes,
let us know at bathammer@gmail.com, bathammer on Twitter, SprigatTheGeek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Craig Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us. We're every Monday morning. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. Yeah. So, share. Do you want me to tell you the cutest thing, by the way, as I was over at my parents' house?
The other cutest thing?
There's another cutest thing. not that one.
The one you can tell?
Yeah, that one. The one I can tell. So the cutest thing is over at my parents' house, I was helping set stuff up on their phones, and my mom asked, where can we get your podcast? And I was like, I love you. I was like, Mom, you don't want to listen to us. But I'm like, I love you so much for asking, you probably don't want to listen to us.
No, it's not allowed.
No, but I thought it was the sweetest thing. So
yeah, this is adorable. But
I'm like, no.
I just started watching Castlevania.
Oh, yeah.
I finished series or episode one.
It takes, honestly, in my opinion, the first half of the season to really get going. But okay. I burned through the second season after, and I really had a good time.
I'll finish it. There's... what is it? Drunken Roasts on Netflix we're looking at watching, and
is it the historical roast?
Yes,
that's it. I was looking at that too, kind of
with like Gilbert Godfrey as Hitler or whatever.
Yeah,
I know it sounds bad, but like I have to watch this.
Oh no, I
because it's him and Anne Frank like roasting each other, and I'm like, oh my god,
like I'm just like, y'all comedians are pretty impressive. I'm just like, bravo.
And they're saying some funny things. One of them, there's a woman as Rosa Parks, and he's like, you can't sit there. She's like, I know, I just wanted to sit here. And she's like, oh my god. I'm like, I've got to watch this.
I don't know how good.
Yeah, I haven't heard a lick of anything. So either people haven't seen it, but it didn't even pop up on my Netflix. It was on Sarah's, and she was like, have you seen this? I'm like, no. How have I not seen
sometimes
this?
Sometimes I'm surprised. Like, sometimes I'll see stuff on... Like, I like to go to Jackie's to see what else there is sometimes.
Yeah, and you're like, different. Where did... What?
Yeah. But, like, we about to say, what is it? We just finished Letterkenny, and I'm pissed because I'm like, motherfucker.
I hear that it is great.
I really like it. It is surprising because I didn't know what to expect, and it's... really snappy writing, and it's a lot of riffing and a lot of impromptu, but it's fun and it's easy to watch. It's like a good beer that is also very easy to drink. It's crisp, it's refreshing, and it'll get you drunk. Like, maybe I enjoyed
it. Shot.
Yeah. I
keep hearing really good things.
Give it a pint. Don't give it a shot.
There's a whole bunch of memes. I'm like, I don't understand these.
Actually, that's kind of one of those things. I have a question for... Actually, I was just going to put it on Facebook, but I wanted to ask people, what's the meme that got them into Letterkenny? Because I know which one mine was. And it was so dumb, but it was literally, there's like a Skid kid in there. And it talked to him, was like,
Skid?
Skid is like a druggy, meth, goth kind of like...
Oh, okay.
Like someone who just skids by, essentially. Yeah. So he, like, there's this whole picture, and it shows like a bunch of like famous like EDM or... like, it has, like, you know, a bunch of people that are really popular. Like, people who did Sandstorm, stuff like that. I can't remember the guys, but, like, a bunch of famous DJ rappers and stuff. He's like, you don't know anything if you don't know the four gospel people or something like that. And then one of them is that Skid right there because he does DJing in the show. And so I was like, I hate these memes because it was being real. They're like, I hate it. I think they're so elitist. And he's like, it's a joke about Letterkenny because one of them's a complete fucking idiot. But, all right, take it seriously, buddy.
I mean, the internet takes everything seriously. Oh, I saw... There was a dude on Twitter that posted, it's like, here's basically what the internet is. Me. I like apples, but I prefer oranges better. Person. I can't believe you left off tangerines and bananas and pineapples and you came to this elitist something position without...
really considering all the facts.
Yeah. So like, and he's like, I was just talking. So yeah. That's kind of what the internet is.
Oh, dude, 100%. But I'm very excited because Amazon also just launched. They're going to have Jack Ryan come back.
Oh, no. What's on Amazon? The Boys.
The Boys are really messy. Yes. Because
I finally saw the full trailer with Starfire. Is that her name?
No, I don't think so. Cause Starfire's from DC.
Okay.
Unless they reused it. I just know I saw whatever his name. God damn it. The guy in Dread.
Yeah, Carl Urban.
There's a point where he has a baby that has laser vision and he's using him like a gun to blow some guy's head off. And I'm like, I'm seeing this fucking show. This looks terrible. I cannot wait.
I need to watch that too.
And then I know Man in High Castle's finishing. You're excited about that.
Yeah, because then I can watch it.
Exactly. And I can actually go back and try to finish it. And then they're bringing back Expanse, and Expanse already got a fifth season already. And I'm like, yes. So you have to wait a little longer to watch it.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that I have to... I guess I could finally watch Supernatural.
No.
It's over.
It is over, but no. It's so long.
Dude, that show went on for 15 years.
I thought it went on for 11. 15 years?
15.
No.
I think there are 289 episodes or something, and they're hour long.
Fuck that.
Like,
fuck that.
I'm like, wow.
Like, if you haven't gotten into that now, you're never going to get in on it. It's like if you were like, I've never watched Naruto, should I start? And you're like, no. I don't know a single fan of Naruto would say, yeah, you really should start watching now. They're like, no. God, no. All
right, so what we're going to do is go ahead and get into what we're going to talk about this week with our nerd news. The only big thing that we kind of want to talk about is if you have any game purchases you want to make at GameStop, you should probably make them pretty quickly.
Dude, I knew it was...
Yeah,
I knew it was bad when I heard it about, like, and this was like a week or two ago, maybe it's only a week ago, where their stock dropped like 16 or 12%, which is huge in a single fucking day. And I was like, whoa. And then I've seen these nonstop sales for theirs because they're trying to look. I thought they're just trying to compete with like Prime Day and the sales going on with like Xbox and PlayStation and Nintendo. But
no,
dude,
if every number that I got is correct, they lost about 66% of their value in basically one day. They are on the verge of being delisted as a tradable stock.
Fuck. Like, what? Like, and the thing I was talking about is, like, I'm like, what? It can't be just one thing, but I'm like, what happened to trigger this? Because I feel like we've all been saying that, like,
they had their investor meeting and their numbers weren't what they...
And then confidence dropped.
Yeah, and everybody's like, okay, it's finally happening. And it's finally happening. And they even released a statement saying that they're going to change some of those stores. Some of them are going to be more gamer-centric, which I'm like, okay. They're going to change layouts. They're also going to have, like, retro stores and have regional e-leagues.
This is, like, a little too late kind of stuff.
I just... What they should do is become, and I know I'm probably talking out, but like, barcades are a big deal.
Yes.
And there's fucking high margin in alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
GameStop should become a barcade.
Yeah.
But you can do video games. You can have like a Blockbuster, so you can have a rental service if you want to. Like, because you can't rent games.
Unless you go to Redbox.
But Redbox is like very hit and miss.
Yeah.
And yes, they do have like PlayStation Now and Xbox.
But if you get under the rental thing, the idea is that you buy one game and you can get easily more out of its cost through rental over a period of its life cycle.
Right.
So it's like, again, what you're saying is like they go to more renewable sources of industry.
Plus you can trade. Yeah, you still have your trades and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think GameStop is a barcade. Works more. It might be too late for them to get into that.
The sad part is, like, the easy, quote-unquote easy, it's not easy, but the easy solution is they need to cut their stores by probably half.
Oh,
like, probably easily. More so. But the problem is,
because there's a GameStop almost every fucking corner, it feels like.
But they need to cut by half. That's going to impact a lot of jobs. It's going to impact a lot of revenue. No, this is going to impact
a lot of jobs, which really sucks. But, I mean, like, no matter what,
they have to do something, but it's one of those... I think there is a place still for a game store, but not for this many. you do need to make it more of a specialty, like we go to Zia's or Bookman's or something like that. Right. There's not as many of them, but you know where they are, and yep. you go for them for a specific purpose. And I think you're right. Doing, like, a barcade kind of idea is a great way to kind of, like, probably build on that kind of need, that want. At the same time, I think them shuttering, like, not Geeks Are Sexy, but what was it?
Oh,
ThinkGeek yeah. was a terrible idea.
Well, they didn't...
They
didn't shutter it, they just moved everything to their...
But I think it was a brand that stood apart from them, and I think yes. that would have been a good saving grace.
Yeah.
Like, that's not an arc, but that's a floaty.
No, I, like...
I was very surprised.
I definitely went to ThinkGeek more than I went to GameStop.
Agreed.
And now, to go to ThinkGeek, I have to go to GameStop, and their layout is nowhere near as...
Nope.
User-friendly. Yeah, it's dirty and ad-filled, and just, I'm like, ugh.
Like, honestly, I don't know why they didn't just try to adopt a thing like do a ThinkGeek portion or a ThinkGeek corner or something like that in the stores. I would have. I know they're trying to unify the brand, but the problem is that the brand was never that good.
I mean, I get because I forgot that GameStop owned ThinkGeek.
Until they did that,
but yeah. does it fucking matter?
No.
Because people seem to have a bad taste in their mouth of Think or of GameStop, but...
ThinkGeek, they fucking loved.
Yeah, so just have it. And, I mean... We kind of know this. A website is not that expensive.
No.
You're making your money for ThinkGeek.
Easily by yeah. itself. I'm sure it was sustainable.
Enough. Yeah, so I don't understand. I mean, you're right. They wanted to brand it, but, like, really?
Dude, it's kind of fucking nuts that we're going to get to that place very soon. If it continues what it's trajectory-wise, GameStop won't be a thing.
No, GameStop's done.
Like...
And we're going to come back to that with the game question. I'm actually going to include GameStop okay. into the pod question this week.
But no, I'm like, it sucks because that's the point of what we talk about monopolies as well. Is like when you have one place, that means where it falls hard.
Yeah.
Versus like, you know, if you have like a Funko Land or you had like EB Games and stuff like that. I'm not saying any of them were better than the other or something like that, but you had variety, which created competition, which created brand loyalty, which created better business in a way. But also... GameStop's an old model.
Yeah.
Even we've changed in the past, like, 2 years or year where we shift where we buy.
Probably once PS4 and Xbox One came out and the downloads were at least faster.
Yeah.
Or we could download away from home and
yeah.
have it ready. It's easier to download stuff. Now, I still buy a lot of digital or physical.
I buy a fair amount.
You know, it depends on what the deal is.
Yeah, well, I mean...
But now I'm not so, like... I'm going to save the $5 and buy the physical.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to spend $5 more and buy the physical or whatever.
And in fact, now for me, like, how about this, like, for my Switch? Like, I wanted to buy the game Moonlighter. By the way, fucking great. It's on PlayStation for $10. So much fun. I don't know how much fun I would enjoy it on PlayStation just because I like the portability. But I'm like, I bought Moonlighter and I bought it on physical. And I was actually sad because I searched the Nintendo store first. Because I wanted it digital so I can just carry it, just upload it on my damn Switch and be done.
Right.
I bought the cartridge, and then I heard that it was going to go on free for Epic Game Store. So, like, I'll wait and not open until I try it out. And then I saw it go down to, like, $14, like, half the price I paid for on Amazon on digital. I was like, fucking sold. I don't care. I'm buying this shit. I love digital on so many things. Like, Division 2, I want it digital. I ended up getting it physical, and that was sad for me. I wanted it digital because I just want it there without having to switch disc out.
But we found it cheaper physical.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, it's funny where physical is now not my first place. There are some games that I want physical, like...
Borderlands 3, I'm probably still going to do physical because I want all that stuff.
Yeah, so. I want that physical too.
And that box art is beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous. And it's a game I know with, like, 2, I'm like, I still play it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll go back to that. I'll go back to the well. But fuck.
Yeah, it'll be...
Yeah, it's Strange World soon.
We did get some trailer drops this week. We got a new trailer for Kingsman called The Kingsman.
Which we both forgot to go.
I totally didn't watch it.
I forgot about it, too.
I haven't seen the other two Kingsman movies, so...
yeah. I like them. They're fun. You're first welcome. One's better than the second one, but second one's still enjoyable.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there were 3 trailers that dropped this week.
Yes.
What am I missing?
Should we just watch them, too?
Well, no, but I wasn't counting Kingsman, so I thought there were 3 that dropped this week. But I can only think of 2 offhand. The next one we had was... It's not Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Oh, no, it's
Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
It's Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
The story of Mr. Rogers, where Tom Hanks plays Mr. Rogers, and he's being interviewed by a guy for a piece on Heroes. That's kind of all we get from the trailer. But, like...
Dude.
Yeah, I'm always like, this is going to make me cry.
Yep. Oh, no, literally. I posted that trailer when I launched, and this is like... fuck, I guess I'm going to cry. And everyone else is like, yep. And then I'm like, everyone knows, like, and also Tom Hanks playing as Mr. Rogers. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, he's hitting it really good, too. I think he is
hitting it very good. And I fucking love Tom Hanks.
And at first I was like, he kind of sounds like Forrest Gump. But then I was like...
That's what I was like, his tone, his voice sounded a little off to me, but that's just because we watched...
But then I realized he is actually doing Mr. Rogers, and that's kind of how Mr. Rogers talked, and you're like, okay, I get it.
It's in.
November, I think, was the date. I'll be there for that. Yeah, I'm there. And then we also got a trailer for Zombieland 2.
That's the one.
No, there's not. I thought there was a third.
Oh.
Not counting Kingsman, so I thought there was a third.
Oh, no, that's the only one I can think of otherwise.
Yeah, we got a trailer for Zombieland 2. It's a good thing I really liked Zombieland, because this is not a good trailer, but I'm still excited to see the movie.
Yeah.
But this
trailer... It doesn't do much to sell by itself.
No, this trailer was like, what is happening here?
It's a nostalgia trailer.
Sure.
And it's hard to believe also that it's been a decade?
Yeah, right?
2009? Like, it's hard. Because, one, everyone except for the little sister looks the exact same, pretty much.
I think she looks the same.
I mean, she looks the same, but she's taller. Like, Jesse Eisenberg looks the same, pretty much. Emma Stone pretty much looks the same. Woody Harrelson just looks a little bit older.
Right.
And he has mustache now, but...
Mustache, you question?
Yeah, exactly. I'm in. 100%. Yeah, right. Like, on the trailer part, the trailer's by itself, no.
If I had just seen the trailer, I'd be like, what? Because even the humor doesn't hit.
No.
And I'm just hoping it's just bad setup for the trailer. But Zombieland was so much fun.
It was
especially at the very beginning where you're like, what's going on here? And then they just do the slow-mo thing to For Whom the Bell Tolls, and you have the piano drop, and you're like, yep, I'm in.
That, like, what is it, the burlesque dancer with the tassels running was one of my favorites, because she's, like, running in tone. I'm like, this is perfect. God, I'm excited. Trailer is like, meh. I'm just excited the movie exists, and it looks tonally-wise. I'm like, all right, you look like you're carrying her on well.
Yeah, yes. I'm all for it. That was it for the trailers. I feel there was another one, but I can't think of it right now. I can't remember another one. It's not important, I guess.
There you go.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to the pod question. Again, this was a pretty short week for us, but whatever. This week's pod question was brought to us by Hammer.
Yes, I wanted to know what...
And I know we've done this before.
Do you do?
Yeah.
My answer actually changed then, because I don't remember giving this answer for it. But, like, what superhero character do you want to see made into a video game? And I did put a limit of, like, I think PlayStation 3, so that's when you were like, boop,
done. Yep, exactly. You put a limit of PlayStation 3, so I was like, well, it was a PS2 game.
Yep.
TK and I went with the exact same Punisher.
Punisher. He's an easy character to go for, though. Dude, it'd
be so fun.
It was the first one that came to my mind. Not the one I wanted, but the one I could see easily being made.
Let's see if we get some noise in here. No, the Punisher game would be so much fun, because you could take over enemy strong... like. Imagine a single-player Division.
Yeah.
And that's what you could have with Punisher.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they've done it, to your point, on a PS2 game. They did do it, where they had, like, the...
Dude, I loved that game.
I never played it, but I remember seeing the scenes where he's, like, holding a head in, like, a... what is it? There's a fryer, a piranha suit.
There's a car fan.
Yeah. A bunch of other shit where he's just torturing people. And I'm like, fuck. Like, it could be really good. It could be a solid game. So, mine would have changed then, because I can't remember what mine would have been before. But Superman. And the reason being is that, like, someone described a Superman game, and I know it wasn't just Game Over Greggy, but making a Superman game where your health bar isn't necessarily important. Your health bar essentially is the wealth and health of the city. And the idea is that conflict of you being the one person who could fix everything, but you don't have all the time. So that, again, to your point, you're not taking over strongholds, but you have to almost, like, build up other heroes so you can send them out to help, like, maintain peace as you build it. Taking on big threats, the idea of doing goodwill, trying to keep morale up like that. Essentially making it, like, a a happiness sim. Single player
MMO?
yeah, single player MMO, but also a sim. So you're essentially trying to help build up the city and make it a better place. And I'm like, oh, I could see that make being really fun. Make it a better place. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I think it'd be hard as shit, though, to make that a good gameplay loop.
Yeah, that would be rough.
But I would love to see that game. Like, I really would. Like, someone mentioned, I was like, oh, yes.
That's interesting. Yeah. I didn't think you'd go that way. All right, so for this week's pod question, and I'm going to include, we're going to throw in GameStop on this. What shuttered business do you miss the most?
And that is a good one. I like that
question. There have been a lot.
There have been a
off the top of my head.
Can we do like a in memoriam?
Radio Shack, Circuit City, GameStop, Payless, Blockbuster.
Incredible Fries, Incredible Electronics was one.
Incredible
Fries.
Universe.
Incredible Universe, thank you. Borders.
Macy's?
Macy's still there.
So what, Sears?
Sears is in the process of shutting.
Sears is almost done. Kmart.
Mervin's. Kmart is all website now, too. Mervin's, I do remember Mervin's. like, there's been a lot of...
That were big deals.
Yeah.
Not like little things that, you know...
Well, we talk about
two, like, or three Mexican food restaurants that closed down. You're like, okay, whatever.
God, what was the, like...
Fazoli's?
They exist in a few other states.
I know, but...
So nuts.
Technically, there's still a Blockbuster, too, so...
Yeah, up there. What was it? Oh, shit.
Hollywood Video.
Hollywood Video. Game Crazy is another one. But I was thinking, like, there was...
And Sony, I'm sure
records. There's like record stores and stuff like that.
Tower Records.
Tower Records was one. There was also another one where it's like
Sam Goody.
Thank you.
Warehouse.
Oh fuck! There's so many.
Dude, there are so. When you think about it, you're like, oh my god! And then we're missing a bunch.
Oh yeah, I really want to do an in memoriam of like the stores that
Sports Authority.
I'm gonna sound so dumb. Is Sports Authority not a thing anymore?
No.
Wow.
Right.
I did not know that.
Because the funny thing was, they owned the stadium rights to. Where the Broncos play.
Yeah.
And then they closed down. And it was shortly before the season. So they couldn't go into the season with a place that closed down. So they had to find somebody to get the naming rights.
That's kind of amazing.
Alright, send us your answers at bathammer@gmail.com, bathammer on Twitter, Sprig and Ziggy on Facebook. Greet me, I am at Tara Skippy.
I'm at Crying Kalis. I retweet things, nudes and lewds and funny things. Also, apparently gold codes, because, you know, that's all. If I see a gold code or something in, like, oh, Division has a
thing.
That
never fucking work.
What?
Those never work.
They always work for me.
They
really?
Have you ever gotten anything?
From the gold codes?
Yes.
Like, you know, the gold keys? I'm thinking from Borderlands. What do you think about
the shift codes? I was thinking, like, retweet this and we'll give a...
Oh, never got a single fucking thing about those. No, I'm talking about, like, the things that actually, you know, give me, in-game loot and stuff. But you can also find the show, which is the most important gold code of them all, every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. Unless you're my parents, I hope they don't find this, because otherwise it'd be like... This is what you do. again, make sure to like us, love us, and share us, please. Just not with my parents.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 319 of Sprig and Say Geek. So, for Sprig and Say Geek, I'm Matt.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.